Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. With me is Marnie Warner.
Good morning.
And on the phone today, we have Tony Sertich. He is the president of the Northland Foundation. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
So, Tony, you are kind of interested in talking a bit about the initiative foundations, of which there are several around the state, correct?
Yes, that is correct. And so Minnesota Initiative Foundations, we're celebrating our 30th birthday this year, and they started back in the early 1980s. McKnight Foundation from the Twin Cities was looking around and really saw the tough economic times that were happening in farming and mining and forest industry all over rural Minnesota. And what they did was so special and important at that time was they said, we want to be helpful to these rural communities, but we know we don't have the answer sitting here in Minneapolis. So what they did was they sent resources and had developed six independent entities in all the different regions of rural Minnesota. And so that was the birth of the Minnesota Initiative Foundations. And our work is philanthropic work in our regions, and we're all independent of one another, but we do work collaboratively on those issues that really cross the regional concerns all across rural Minnesota.
In your case, in the Northland Foundation, is there a certain path you sort of follow in terms of determining what are the needs and how you might approach those?
Yes, and we've definitely evolved over 30 years. But what we kept is that same ethic that the McKnight Foundation had, which I think was the real recipe for success, is local communities know their needs better than anyone else. And so we are, you know, we serve the seven counties at the Northland Foundation of northeastern Minnesota. And so communities as large as Duluth and as small as many of the rural townships, we keep that same ethic of getting input from local communities about their needs. Our focus areas currently, we have a grant program that focuses on children, youth, and families. We do a lot of work around child care, early childhood education, after-school programming, working with our schools, working with families, working with providers. We work on the self-reliance, anti-poverty issues around homelessness and hunger. And then we work on aging with independence. And so the Northland Foundation actually owns three assisted living facilities in very rural communities. And those communities probably would not have assisted living facilities without investments from the Northland Foundation. So we have some programmatic activities too. It's called the Kids Plus Program. And so it goes even deeper to those grants for children, youth, and families. And then the third aspect that we have is we have a business finance program. And so we invest gap financing and others to do economic development in our communities. And if you just add up the impact that the initiative foundations have had in the first years, there are six of us, like I said, all serving all of rural Minnesota. There have been almost $190 million in grants going out to communities, $240 million of local business investments, and we've had an impact on over 45,000 quality jobs in our rural communities. And if folks are interested in the initiative foundations, they can go to the website greaterminnesota.net for any more information about the initiative foundations in their communities.
Okay, thanks, Tony. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.